Hello and welcome to the Chatty Freelancer podcast graduate special. Over the next two episodes, I will be speaking to digital design graduates about life after uni, creative identity and finding their place in the industry. As always, expect lots of honesty, a lot of laughs and the occasional overshare. Whether you're a design student who's curious about what actually happens after graduation or a studio owner who could be really doing with a reality check about what grads are actually facing right now, then this one's for you. Welcome, guys, to the Chat Freelancer podcast, Josh, Yasmin and Vince. I am very excited to talk to you guys a little bit about your uni experience, but also how you guys have coped with going into industry. Just to break the ice a little bit, I've noticed that you're all wearing Japanese t-shirts.
That was not arranged, Apple. I swear.
That's not a group chat involved.
I know, but like, so I use quite close then, because like, you use quite similar interests and things. I know you guys, because I've spoken to you guys before, that you are quite close and that you have been throughout uni. So talk to me a little bit about that relationship between you guys.
Well, I thought we got along with everyone. Like, the whole class was great, but we have similar interests, like, particularly us three, because we've all been to Japan.
Clearly.
Yeah, represent.
They're all really lovely designs, actually, now that I look at them.
I got this in Urban Outfitters, though.
Like, they're all different.
Yeah, they're all so different. All
well, you're representing your brand, though.
Yeah. Exactly.
This is your brand,
that's
identity.
My brand, yeah.
Yasmin, you are on it. Before we chat about, you know, life now and what you guys are up to, I think it's really good for us to just reflect back and also just, you know, acknowledge the achievement that you're graduated now. You got your degree, which is fantastic. So, yeah, I want to talk to you about you know, your overall experience at uni. Vince, you mentioned that you found your thing during the portfolio module. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
So the portfolio module was one of the last ones that we had to do. And I made a point to myself at the start of fourth year, because like third year, I kind of like played it safe. Mm-hmm. Done everything that was kind of expected and followed like the marking scheme and all that. And then towards the end of fourth year, I was like, I'm getting fed up with this following everything and all that. And I wanted to kind of try something new and experiment and push out the boat a wee bit. And the portfolio module was like that perfect place to try it. So I thought I'd get a bit of filming done. I was revisiting like a kind of thing I used to do when I was a teenager. I used to film a lot and like remake movies and stuff like that. So I just sort of tried that and I ended up loving it. And it's kind of just snowballed. Like I ended up filming for my dissertation as well. So I went from doing UX and UI, which I was initially going to do for my dissertation, to filming. And it's
that's
like
a big change.
Yeah. Like totally at the start of fourth year, to be fair, like Helen was like, she was my supervisor and she was like, you're not doing UX UI. Like,
yeah, no, you need to no do chance. Filming.
Yeah. Need to do like motion or filming. But it was a brilliant module because like I wanted to like, so part of the module you had to kind of like make your own website and stuff like that and your own brand. And I thought, why not bring that all in one? So I made a video and tried to put a bit of my humour in there as well, so it was really fun.
I must say it. Like that for me was one of the best things that degree show was honestly walking into that room and seeing that wee telly with your face on it.
That was fun. It was so fun.
And it was really like you had your Steve Jobs polo neck on.
I watched it like 5 times in a row and I had to laugh every single time.
It's
just so like genius.
It was genius. And like all the footage that you had put in as well.
Stock footage.
All the stock footage. It all made sense and it was all funny and like, you know, slapstick and just, it was just really, really cool.
Yeah.
It was great.
I was proud of it, like, because other modules before, like, I was pushing the boat out a wee bit, but I didn't quite really go for it. And it's quite, like, it's quite scary trying to be funny as well.
Yeah, you that's know? A really good point because, yeah, you want to be natural. You want to come across as natural and not, like, kind of, like, arrogant.
Not trying
or
too
like,
hard or anything like that. So I was, like, trying to find that line and I just enjoyed it. I loved it.
You can tell. You could absolutely tell because, like, I watched it about 10 times at that mini show. It was just so funny and the headset was brilliant, brilliant.
Thank you.
Josh, you, in particular, talk about how much you love this course all the time. Every time I see you, because I see you at events all the time, you're always there. It's great. But you always big up this course. What in particular did you love about it? And like, what was your overall experience when you were there?
So we were saying that we were all quite close, but I think that was kind of down to age, because we're all quite similar age, like 30s. And like coming to do uni or whatever, like in your 30s, there's a wee bit of a stigma maybe attached to that. So I was a wee bit worried about that when I was going to do the course. I was like, oh, I might be older than everybody, and I don't know, just maybe not fit in. But like the first day, we all went to the pub with like the lecturers, and they bought us drinks and stuff. And I could just kind of feel this is a wee bit different for college. It's a wee bit more like a work environment. And like maybe you don't want to like socialise with work colleagues or whatever, but it's something you would probably need to do in most companies. So for that onwards, and then the environment of kind of like industry links and like all the different activities throughout the time. It's not just doing work, it's like going to events, like saying I see you at all of them. Like I got the chance to go to Slovakia as well between third and fourth year. So stuff like that. And then like they'd paid for us to go to one of the biggest design events in Europe, basically. It's INTL. So it's all the different things on top of the actual work. And the work's fun as well, because it's creative. But if you were just doing your work and going home, it wouldn't be the same experience, which maybe other courses that I've done are like that. Just you just do the work and then you get marked, whereas this is more like a, it's like an insight to how design industry works. It's not just sitting in front of a computer, it's meeting people, it's standing up, presenting stuff, which like it feels uncomfortable, but they make you do it to the level that you want to do it. Like you've done a talk at a night, is it Gab?
Yes.
I mean, that's like kind of a big night, and I just kind of tried to emulate what you'd done and put myself forward to do a talk at a design night
You did one at UX.
At UX Glasgow,
So like, how was that?
It was brilliant. So like that was a product of like doing this course though, like 2 years ago I would never have done that. But they make you do things like that, so
totally out your comfort zone.
That's hopefully summarised it.
In a nutshell, like, do you guys feel the same? Because I felt the same. It was just like a big sense of like, it's almost like a wee family. Like the lecturers, like Helen, Mary, Dave, like they care so much about each individual student. How was it for you like as well in terms of your
I absolutely on all points agree with him. I want to especially mention Helen because she was a star throughout the whole thing. She was like, honestly, I could reach her at any time of the day, any time of the week. She would come back and try to help as much as she can, and just having that support makes you so much more comfortable and confident in what you're doing. Everything he said, I absolutely agree on that.
Your honours project, you did UI UX, which is not really your bag. Like, you're not really interested in that.
Nope.
I did the same thing.
That's a bit weird.
I did the exact same. Like, I've not touched UI UX since uni, and I did it for my dissertation. Strange. So talk to us about that.
Yeah, so it was pretty similar to Vince's experience that my mentor in the honors project was Rebecca, and she said maybe that project that, like, she kind of supported me in making a decision if I want an illustrated based and motion based project or if I want to create a space and online. So to create a space online, I had to code, I had to, like, not necessarily code, but I had to use Figma and do research about UX, UI, web design and stuff like that. And it wasn't my strongest projects throughout the 2 years. But I was so passionate about creating that digital space for the industry that I just went with it. And I went over that fear that maybe it's not going to be great because I'm not that passionate about these two areas, web design and UX, UI. But it worked out pretty well. The issue I found in the industry is that like working from home, remote work or hybrid work can affect your mental health and well-being negatively. So I tried to figure out, okay, first of all, I checked what spaces or what tools are available now to kind of cope with that. And there were a lot of spaces to like organize your work and to get feedback or put like a Spotify list on or whatever. So I decided to create a space where everything is combined.
Cool.
So I have made a space where there's different rooms where the user can go tap into and tap out, mm-hmm. like a relaxed room, a focus room, and like a calm space mm-hmm. with breathing techniques. Basically, the bottom is, or everything that supports it, is mindfulness. Mm-hmm. So it's, yeah, has the different mindfulness techniques, mm-hmm. meditation, breathing techniques, but then also like a reminder, hey, it's time to take a wee break. You've been on it for like 8 hours. You should probably eat something. and then also like your posture. You've been sitting like this all day.
Oh my God, I swear I'm going to be a hunchback by the time I'm 40.
So yeah, there's like,
I feel like something. You do find, you find yourself like, I'll be like on the train.
Yeah.
I'm like, what am I doing?
No.
Like, so
you have to adjust everything.
It actually feels quite nice. Yeah. Yeah. Sitting there like for hours. But no, that sounds, I would love to see that because that sounds absolutely amazing. So like, what was like your fondest memory at uni? If you're going to pick like a memory from university, what would it be?
You go first.
Josh, you go.
That is hard because
I've touched on a few.
I'd probably say the...
Pubs?
Pubs. creating conversations, I'd say. That's like our own wee mini conference thing.
What, last year's one or this
year? The one that we spoke at. Because like the year before, we were just like spectating it. And I was kind of watching them saying like, I wouldn't do that now, but next year I want to do that. Mm-hmm. And then like the year later, I was like, really ready for it. And it went well, to be honest. Everybody was kind of... like
you stepped up.
People were saying your talk was brilliant and that, so I hadn't done anything like that before, but that was probably the highlight.
That's a really good, because that happens in like February time, so it's like halfway through your fourth year, is that right?
Yeah.
So like you have the opportunity to speak, because like industry people come in as well, because that's another thing about the course is you get industry mentors, and they usually all come in your, because it's not like a little thing, like it is a big thing. Like
it was scary.
It was, you did it as well.
I was scared, so nervous.
But it went well though.
It went well, because I really, like, they say don't rehearse, but I rehearsed. I was scripting that. So bad. But I remember, like, just before it, I can't remember who was before me, but I knew I was next, and I was like, my legs were shaking. I was like, I was just waiting for anything.
So not your fondest memory then?
No.
Trauma memory.
I loved it after the adrenaline after it.
So yeah, what would you say then is like the thing that you would maybe do differently if you were kind of looking back? Is there any point where you think, oh God, I wish I hadn't said that, or I wish I hadn't done that, or I wish I had done this? Is there anything you would have done differently at all?
I would have dived into the filming way at the start.
Yeah.
I would have used this room a lot, because like I discovered this room last minute, mm-hmm. and I was like, where's this been?
Right.
Yeah.
This is like, they say, I only know about this because you were in here as well. This is like an amazing facility.
It's so good. So I would have patched the UX UI stuff, because like I respect anyone that does it, but it's not me.
Yes.
Defos would have dived into that and done my own thing and then expanded on that, and who knows what could have came of it, but...
You found
I found it, yeah.
At least you found
it.
Yeah, so what about you?
For me, I would definitely not work full-time while doing this.
Oh, God, yeah. Because where did you work again?
I'm still working with Lidl as a shift manager, so it's not just like a full-time job, but also quite a lot of responsibility.
Yeah.
So if I get the opportunity, I would definitely not work the same as I did to just be... I mean, I managed well, but I think in some projects, reflecting, I could have put more effort and time in it just to, make it a bit better. That's one thing I would make differently.
Josh, what about you?
Maybe just like have a more chilled out approach, I would say. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes I would beat myself up in my head if I wanted to go out and like do like a social event or whatever instead of studying. But in the end, it was all right. Like, I got a good mark, and it's like, sometimes I'd be like, I can't go out and like go and see my family or whatever because I need to study. But you need that time as well, like the balance. So, like, upon reflection, just not being as harsh on myself. Or...
Yeah. I mean, you're a creative, Josh. You're going to be saying that for the rest of your life, honestly. Yeah. I'm like three years graduating. I'm still far too hard on myself. Yeah. I think it just comes with the territory of being a creative person, but there's ways to cope with it. But you are right. I think there's only so much studying you can do before you actually need to go and do yeah. something else and like, you know, go out with your family or your friends. Like, it's so nice that you did you do quite a lot outside of uni or just like after uni?
Yeah, we done a lot. Like, we went to pub a bit and then we went to the Fringe as well.
I see you in pubs all the time.
I know.
Literally. So
yeah. That was my favourite part. Patch uni.
What was your go-to pub at uni?
At the start, it was the Arc, wasn't it?
We went to all of them.
But we done a wee tour.
The Raven's good. I seen you in the Raven one time, did I not?
A few times in the... Aye, that's right. That, you were coming back for a Scotland match, weren't you?
Yes, I was. And all I heard was, Chloe! I was like, what the fuck's that?
One, drink!
like, literally the whole glass. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, why are you so here? But that's so nice to hear, because you really, really need that camaraderie outside of uni.
Yeah.
So let's get into the nitty-gritty a little bit. And let's talk about, now that you're graduated, you're now into the industry. Yasmin, you were saying that you came out of uni and started applying for jobs. And you've applied for like over 100 jobs in 2 months.
Yeah.
Not really hearing back for most of them. Why do you think that was happening? Like, how did you stay motivated? Because that's a lot of jobs to apply for. Mm-hmm.
So to be fair, I started... like really started focused from the August, end of July, mm-hmm. August time. And it was just like a slow start in because I knew everyone just graduated, so there will be a lot of applicants. So I wasn't that pressured to get a job. I really gave myself myself time there.
Mm-hmm.
But then getting like nothing, like hearing nothing back, mm-hmm. I was like getting a bit worried, so I got a bit more onto the thing. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, maybe it's not gonna be that easy to get in the industry. I mean, we all know, I think we're all aware that it's not easy, the market is quite saturated, but I didn't think it would be that horrible, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because it's I've emailed plenty, like I think I've emailed every studio and agency in all Edinburgh to just get like a behind the scenes or like an unpaid 1 week intern or something like a collab that is like a small, like nothing big, nothing paid. I just wanted to get some insight basically from the industry, especially the industry in Edinburgh, because it's a bit different than Glasgow as well. So
oh yeah, you're at least in Edinburgh.
Yeah, so... I got like one really nice, received a message back from one really nice person from Hillside, an agency in Edinburgh. They were like, at least they were like, oh, you have a great portfolio and we will keep you in
the books.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's enough. That's enough.
Yes.
Even if you say at the moment we don't look at it, like we don't have the capacity or whatever. That's perfectly fine, but don't just leave me on read. Don't ghost me. So because I didn't just email people, I used the direct message on LinkedIn as well.
Yeah, and sometimes so I did that's like really helpful as well. It's like you're showing your face, your enthusiasm.
Yeah.
It's not just like a cold
CV. Exactly.
It's just like I'm making the effort to message you on LinkedIn.
Exactly.
And they wouldn't get back to you.
Yeah. Like it was at least like 30 agencies and studios that I messaged.
Name and shame though.
No, I'm not gonna do that, but it was tough. That was one thing, just emailing them for just experience.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, obviously, getting nothing back from applications. So it's not that hard. Indeed has literally one a tool where you can just not select the applicant. It's not that hard.
Mm-hmm.
Or like just do like an automated email. Sorry, unfortunately, whatever. We know the like what the usual send you in that email. That's perfectly fine. But or like even some agencies and studios have a message on their website. If you don't hear back in that and that time, you unfortunately didn't get selected. Fair enough. That's perfectly fine. That's something I can work with.
Yeah.
So I can know, okay, I didn't hear back for a week now. That's not gonna happen or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was tough.
Just to keep going.
Yeah.
I think it's like how are you guys? Because Josh, you came back to you, so you're doing your master's now in UX.
That wasn't planned, to be honest. So I've had 4 interviews. Three were like just better candidate, which is fair enough because everybody knows how competitive it is. But one was a wee bit more unique, so.
Mm.
Towards the end of uni, I met somebody at a night, like a design night, and they were saying they were hiring a graduate UX designer.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of said, I'll, I'll keep in touch with you then. And, mm-hmm. and I was speaking to them on LinkedIn and stuff. This mm-hmm. is quite a big agency in Scotland. And I get through the kind of process. And then the day after graduation, I had the final interview. So it was me against mm-hmm. another candidate. I just kind of knew it was going well. Like, mm-hmm. I picked up, like, this is going well. And I've kind of been in contact with them anyway mm-hmm. for about 3 months. So I went away for that. That was the morning after graduation. Then a couple of days later, they were like, we've not decided yet, but can you get us references? Mm-hmm. So I went and got references for the lecturers and my work, because mm-hmm. I work as a support worker mm-hmm. as well. Told them probably going to be moving on. Then I didn't hear anything back for a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is quite strange, because mm-hmm. I've still not heard if I've actually got it. And then as time lingered on, I knew something was up. And then they emailed me saying the junior role, unfortunately, is not going ahead.
Oh, so they're just not doing the role at all?
Because changing whatever.
God. Like, that's so much effort on your part, though.
I know, but like, I kind of sympathised with the fact that they've lost maybe a contract or whatever. And,
maybe,
like,
yeah,
I said
yeah.
it, like, that's fair enough. And I was actually thankful they'd done that, because if they gave me it and then I get made redundant a few months later.
That's very
and
true.
And I'd quit my support work job.
That's so true.
So I met the person at Gab and we were just talking about it, and they were like, I said, that it's fine, I'll keep in touch with you. And
that's good. That's good that you're having that back and forth, unlike, you know, Yasmin, you're
yeah.
not getting anything back. At least you're getting something back. But that's
yeah.
that is a shame when that happens, because then you're like excited and like, oh my God, this is yeah. going to go through.
It was a big name in the industry, obviously, and like,
yeah.
the fact that they've came and said we need a junior UX, and I was like, that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
So I had a decent, like, I had my honours project, so I presented that to them.
Yes.
And I just knew they liked it. Like, they were smiling and that while yeah. I was doing it, and I just had a good feeling, and then that
you
happened.
Never know.
But I'm not bothered about it too much, to be
they
honest.
They might think of you, if it comes up again, then at least like, you're on their radar.
As I said, I've actually got a job as well, so it's not like I really need it, but I just want it.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I want to push myself.
Well, exactly. And if you're so you're doing your masters now in UX.
Aye, so the masters is just going to give me like more strong projects.
Yeah,
to
absolutely.
Put in my folio.
Because I didn't even know they did a masters here.
It's a user experience interaction design masters, yeah. so it's quite psychology heavy as well. So
yeah.
quite writing, a lot of writing. But that's always going to help you.
Yeah, it's good, and it's good you had that.
Yeah,
that in place as well, so you can go and do that. So
it was either that or just a big gap of maybe
yeah.
applying and
not
making anything.
I
like
know.
Not going on to, like, I wouldn't just go on to like Figma
yeah.
off my own back.
Aye, at least you've got like briefs
I've,
and
I've
deadlines
got two briefs
and
that are with industry
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
So like it's the same way they do with undergrad. It's like the BBC.
Yeah.
But they do that in the masters now as
brilliant.
Well. So they get companies in.
Brilliant, brilliant. Vince, you graduated, and how was your job hunting? I know you just did a wee freelance gig. So yeah, because you were saying film is your thing.
Yeah.
So is that the jobs that you're applying for, if you're applying for any? Or
initially, I was applying for, like, I fell into video editing. I was applying for lots of them, and I was getting really close with a lot of them. There was a belter down in London. I was doing the last couple of candidates, and it was remote as well.
Yeah.
I love the idea of remote. Like, yeah. Oh, man, a bit brilliant.
You can use Yasmin's little
website. But I was close to a few jobs, so I was getting like closer and closer, and it was quite a nice feeling, like, okay, at least I'm getting somewhere with it. But then it kind of dried up a wee bit, and I was getting a bit like, you know what, I'm just going to do my own stuff. I want to, like, one of my pals, I'm going to film like a wee spec ad soon. Just like beef up the portfolio, have fun, enjoy the camera and that. And then I've just kind of pushed it even more. So recently I've been filming for people and then editing for people as well, slowly but surely kind of picking up a wee bit, and I've got a few leads, so I'm
something.
Just going with the flow.
It's good though.
Aye,
that's so good. And Yasmin, you've got a freelance gig,
yes,
which is very good.
Yeah,
how did you land that?
Talk about it.
Well, so basically that, I mean, just to clarify, I did have interviews as well. It was not like, it was maybe 20 of 100 people that I got back from.
Yeah, okay, cool.
And I got like very close with one job as well, which I was super excited about. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so the whole experience made me so frustrated that I just reached out to every opportunity. And there was a creator that I've been following for a while now, I think 5 or 6 years. Mm-hmm. And he put a post out on Instagram saying he needs a creative support, like a creative assistant.
Cool.
Doing some logo branding, web design, which is my favorite.
not your
favorite. And some social media management. So nice. So we had a quick some DMs back and forth, mm-hmm. on Instagram, and then we had a proper video call. And yeah, he was quite happy with my personality and everything, mm-hmm. and my work. And then he gave me the opportunity, and I couldn't believe it, because I really look up to that guy. Mm-hmm. He's been an artist, he's done, mm-hmm. art before, and then turned into himself being a freelance, mm-hmm. brand and web designer. Mm-hmm. And so just following that journey, and now being working with him is just such an honor for, mm-hmm. me. So, and it doesn't really feel like work. It feels more doing my passion on the days. It's 2 days a week at the moment. Mm-hmm. And he's trying to get some, he's trying to build a wee studio.
Nice.
So he's trying to, he worded it I would like us to grow together. That's how he said it. And he wants me to see thrive. And that's just so positive. And
that's so good. You've got it at the right time.
Yeah. So amazing opportunity for me.
Absolutely.
And I'm in it 1 month now, and I'm happy so far.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, I'm so pleased for you.
You were talking about working, and you work full time, mm-hmm. in Lidl. How are you finding that transition?
Honestly, it feels good, because now I'm 3 days off a week at least. Mm-hmm. So
from
I'm
Lidl?
Yeah. So okay. I'm dedicating 2 days for the freelance stuff.
Nice.
And then I still got a day to recover. So now surely he was going forward, I might need you another day, mm-hmm. or whatever, seeing where we go. And my manager, for an example, he's super supportive. He was whatever you need, we're going to make it work. So even, yeah. if I have to cut down there now, it's not a big issue.
I really
appreciate that support,
so
as well.
Good.
Yeah, I know.
Really,
so it's, yeah,
if you
it's
do
super,
good though, you'll have that
back
come back
up
to you.
That's true. That's,
do you know what
true.
I mean? If you're positive about this, it will come back to you. And it sounds like that's what's happening for you. So I'm so pleased.
It was a bit
you.
Of a mess, because I reached out to you. I sent her that message. I was Chloe, I have questions.
Yeah. I know. I sometimes feel oh my God, my advice. I'm winging this.
But it was super helpful, though. Honestly.
Is that a thing, though? We feel
it is,
are you
feel
winging
like,
it to your,
constantly winging it. You're constantly winging it.
You're always
there's
learning.
There's no right or wrong. Mm. Literally just whatever works for you, works for you. Obviously, there's the legal stuff you need to do, register on HMRC, do your self-assessment every year, maybe copyright your logo if you want to, trademark things. But genuinely, still don't know what I'm doing. You are just constantly just trying things, doing things, seeing what works. So when you messaged me, I was oh God. I mean, I hope I give you advice.
It was very supportive, honestly. It was very helpful.
Great.
I tried to take in my consideration that we're just recently graduated as well. It's understandable that we're not going to maybe see something but I don't know, because I enjoy what I do as well.
That's the key, I think.
If I'm not getting the work through it, initially, I'll make money, I'm working in a kitchen now, but mm-hmm. when I'm up my days off, I'll be filming or whatever, so mm-hmm. I actually handed my notice, I'm handing notes into the kitchen, so... Yeah.
Big announcement.
Sorry,
they know that, don't you?
Not yet.
He's going to an off kitchen.
Transfer.
For me, about that, I'd say, just look at, where you were and where you're at now.
Yeah.
So, a couple of years ago, I'd never used Figma, and now I look at my UX projects, and mm-hmm. I'm it's quite a big jump. So mm-hmm. where am I going to be in 2 years?
It's not a race either. You're
so right. Do you think there's a pressure though? Do you guys feel when you graduate, you're okay, now job, work?
I think when I messaged him specifically, I was he's not gonna he he's not gonna like my work. That's not enough, because on my portfolio, because I do want to go for digital design. I don't want to I've understood for myself that UX UI is not what excites me, but I can do it.
Yeah.
Especially designing interface. But I have everything on my portfolio, so it's not clear.
Mm.
And I think I had very good feedback from the union in Edinburgh. Mm-hmm. They were like, yeah, well, you applied for, or you messaged for a digital design intern or whatever, but you're an illustrator. So you're showing, your portfolio is pushing illustration. And she was totally right. Yeah. When I had a look and took that feedback and reflected on it, she was perfectly right with what she said there.
Mm.
So I added my app design from the BBC, which is not one of my passion projects, but it shows my way how I could create an app and an interface and that.
Do you feel that the course helped you get that industry, that realistic industry feedback? Yeah.
100%.
From people, because it is a big jump, from feedback from your lecturer at uni to feedback from a client or from a creative director or someone like that. It can be quite different. So do you feel like you were prepared enough?
Yeah.
Well, Mary, her alone.
Yeah, she's harsh.
Mary loves
she's harsh.
I like that. Mary loves a good bit of feedback.
Yeah.
But you need that.
You need somebody to
pick holes and say, no, change that or think about that. Why have you not thought about this?
Yeah.
And it can be it can be a pain in the arse. You're like, I just want to get this module in.
I want it
exactly.
I just want it to look nice, and I want to pass this module. Yeah. Come on.
Especially when you are so sure about your thing, and she's like, nah, nah, that's not working at all. I'm like, okay.
That's the module I was going to talk about. Her being like that brung the best out of me.
Yeah. Because
she'll tell you it's maybe not what you want to hear, but it's just true.
Yes.
She's doing it to help you. So
mm-hmm.
Dave said to us that she runs it an actual agency.
Mm-hmm.
So when she was like that, it kind of helped me become a better designer.
Oh, absolutely. And then you're more prepared for that when you're in industry and someone's giving you harsh feedback. You're like, oh God. Because you tie yourself a lot to your creative output. Do you know what I mean? Do you feel that with your Design for Change thing, if you put a lot of yourself in it, and then someone's giving you that criticism, it's sometimes hard to take that feedback on and then change it when you're I really like it.
Yeah.
So what did you do for your Design for Change?
So it was the DNA debriefs was you got to choose it was Extra, Depop, Gaff. So it's quite good names for your folio.
Mm-hmm.
So I did the Design for Change for Extra,
mm-hmm.
and they were basically saying, how can you get Gen Z to chew gum again? Because mm-hmm. they don't find it a cool thing to do anymore. They're not really buying chewing gum anymore.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, remember you showed me this.
So you had to kind of promote it as a way to recenter yourself, to mm-hmm. make you more confident. And everybody kind of went to the exam or financial stress that the Gen Z are facing. But the angle I took on it was around dating. Because people don't really teach you about that in school or anything like that. So
that's actually a really good point.
I got the kind of stats about use of Tinder and stuff. It's obviously went up since the pandemic.
Yeah.
And they were how can you get Gen Z to kind of use chewing gum as a way to be confident? Cool. So I basically used parodies of love songs in the place that we chew. So
I'm sorry.
Or gum. So I'm hopelessly devoted to chew. stuff like that, and it'd be posters. But then when you actually scanned the QR code in the poster, it gave you advice mm-hmm. for dates.
That's
so brilliant. It was if you're feeling nervous, put a bit of extra chewing gum in and then ask open-ended questions and stuff.
Yes.
But in the end it was she contacted me, Mary, saying I want to use this as an example for the next year.
Brilliant.
So
what a great compliment.
So I take off where I was to that. It's quite a big
part
of my career, I'd say, but a journey. But that was a product of Mary being quite harsh and saying, that's not going to work, because that was 10 times
mm-hmm.
she said that. And then in the end it was this project.
And that you can be proud of, even more proud of it, because you've got it to a point where, I think that's as a designer, when you've got really good copy like that, it's so much fun to work with. Yeah. Like, that's genius.
But that and then, like, also that environment of that classroom we were all in, you could just go around and speak to people and say, like, what do you think of this font
that's
or this
so
colour?
Good. Yeah. And that's what industry's like.
Yeah.
It's collaboration.
Like yeah.
Like, you need to know how to work together, even if you're freelancing, because then you're working with people who are maybe in that team and then they're sending you stuff. So there's always collaboration at the root of, like, everything in industry. So that's nice to hear that you've got that experience at uni.
Oh, we loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Been able to just walk over and I'm like...
But I had to get, like, to be honest, for me personally, because I'm not that outgoing, at start, so for me, I really had to learn that. I think I annoyed him, especially in the in like certain projects, because I just feel comfortable and I knew I can get something out of it, and he's not bothered to actually like help me, as well as Josh as well. Like, I think that's also something where I feel closer to them as maybe to some of the other guys, because they were always so supportive, or I could give something back.
We all helped each other out. It was great.
Sometimes I'd just hold my laptop up and be like, what do you think of that? Put it all aside and be like, aye, looks good.
They used to make each other's work better.
Yeah.
Aye, definitely.
As well by doing that. Yeah. You're not just like tunnel vision, I'm only doing this, I don't want any perspective
also,
on it.
Exactly, and it was also not just like, oh yeah, that looks great. No, there was like some decent, maybe you should overthink that.
Because it's hard to give feedback to your friends.
Exactly, you don't want to hurt their feelings.
You switch that friend zone off.
Enough.
Quit.
But you do, you need a second pair of eyes, third pair of eyes to be able to tell you, oh, think about this, like, oh, like that would look really cool. That's what I loved about it as well.
It's cool as well. Our class was so diverse. Like, everyone had different interests and skills and all that. So it was like, oh, I'll go talk to that person, they're good at illustrating or whatever.
Yeah.
Brilliant, you can just... You know?
Yeah.
So good.
One of your previous guests was saying that about, like, when you go to the end, the Caledonian Crates, and you're like, how's that person done the same course as me when they've made that? And I've made like an app prototype.
Totally different.
Yeah. And then they've made like a movie or whatever. It's just do what you want a lot of it, which is it's really good.
You find your thing.
Yeah.
That's another highlight, the diversity of the course, like, and the freedom, the creative freedom they give you. Like, they literally give you the brief and be like, there you go.
Do what
make
you want,
something
motion
out
graphics,
of it.
Whatever it is you want to do it. That's brilliant. So back to industry. So question I want to ask you is, what do you guys think, as graduates, the industry could be doing better to support you guys as newly designed students, ex-design students, newly graduated? What do you think the industry could be doing better for you guys?
There could be a smoother transition, maybe, something in place for, like, recent graduates, like, going from finishing the degree to the job. It could be something in between to help people, like, say, who have got, like, families or full-time jobs and they're looking to kind of have a safe space to kind of get that transition smoother, you know? Because, like, I've struggled a wee bit with it, like, going from full-time work to then being like, right, where are we going now, you know?
This sort of, like, routine. Like, with uni, you've got your routine with work, you've got your routine, you've got structure, you've got deadlines, but sometimes when it comes to, going into a job role, it is a bit more flexible, and there's different ways of working, and it is totally different.
So, I don't know, like, it could be a thing where everyone gets together, like, all different agencies or whatever, and they, like, they make it, like, they need to have certain internships available, like, throughout all round or whatever.
Do you think that design graduates are taken seriously as people who could apply for a role?
Sometimes not.
Yeah, sometimes not.
No.
Because sometimes not. I hear this a lot. A lot of students are like, they're asking for 3 years of experience.
Yeah, as a junior graphic designer. Yeah.
You just lie.
So that's... You just lie.
I lie. Well, I got close.
Take it till you make it.
Exactly. That one, that job I said about earlier on, I had to, like, make up a lot of lies in the interview on the spot. But I think there has to be an element of it if they're asking for these things, though.
Interesting.
You know?
It's just like, you know, the reality of what job roles are asking for is maybe not, like, actually realistic of, like, what they could.
It feels like a lot of the jobs as well, like, it's like they're expecting so much from you as well, like different areas. Like, there's not one specific like video editing or whatever, for example, you're almost expected to have like bonus, like you see the wee bonus bits at the end and you're
and
like,
and if you can also do photography, videography, the whole work. Social media management, all of these things as well, that'd be great.
Right. For 25k.
<I know>. So true. Yeah, sure. My God, yeah.
We have free on-site parking though.
That's the best one.
But no, that's like, okay, yeah, it's difficult because you obviously want your start, but you don't want to, you know, settle for something that's not really. I think you've been doing your degree for 2 years.
Yeah.
As well. Well, 2 years prior to that, whatever you've been doing, but the 2 years here, like you've got a massive portfolio of work. Like that is design work. And I just feel like you guys are so talented and I think that should be taken at face value. You do know what you're doing, even though you've not worked in an agency or worked in a studio.
Yeah.
You've worked in an environment where you're getting briefs and you're doing the work and you're working to a deadline. How is it really that different?
Like, as Dave said, it's like industry briefs as well. No, it's like BBC the extra one I'm talking about. Like it's a real life problem that they're giving students. Mm-hmm. So you can actually say I've worked with BBC or like indirectly the extra.
But you're working with their brand guidelines. Yeah. Again, that's exactly like industry. Yep. Yeah. You're given guidelines from a brand and you need to work with them and then come up with ideation processes, presentations to clients. Like, I really feel like, I mean, I'm just going on my high horse here, but I really feel like that those 2 years doing your degree should be taken as
experience.
That's for experience. Sure. Like, you've been doing it. Yeah. And maybe not a lot of people think that way.
No.
Which is a bit frustrating, but I'm so happy that you're in places that you're in your start. You're not all sitting here
thinking, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah. Like you've got your foot in some sort of door where you are still designing, which is always really nice to hear. Moving on to the most important question of the podcast. What is your movie of the week and the tastiest pie that you've ever had? So anyone listening to this, we're like, what the fuck are you talking about? So as part of the podcast, I always ask my guests the most random question, because why the hell not? What is your movie of the week? Or your favourite movie?
Oh.
And the tastiest pie you've ever had?
You want
me
to go first?
Yeah,
I'll go
first.
That's a big question.
Of the week, for the movie, I'd say Inside Out, the Disney film. We get made to watch that. Well, not made to watch it, but I was the only one that probably watched it. But the user psychology class.
Yeah.
And I said, go and watch that film, because we'll learn a little bit memory.
Yeah.
So, like, see that visual representation of what's going on inside, like, us, with memory. I thought that's really good. Like,
it's
really
good film.
She should probably show it as part of the lecture, I think, because it gives you, like, a visual representation of it, rather than just, like, written.
Yes.
The favourite movie ever, but it's hard obviously, but when I spoke to Vince about recently, he's in Mask.
Mask! Oh my god, like, remember that film?
I watched it in like 1996 or whatever.
I was going to say, do you mean that old with the green?
I watched it again recently and I'm like, that's still brilliant.
I'm going to watch that.
Is that one with Cameron Diaz?
Yeah.
I think Andrew remembers that film because my partner Andrew remembers that film because of Cameron Diaz. Mm.
That's good. Like to do it.
That made it.
Great.
But no, Inside Out's a good one. What's the tastiest pie you've ever had?
Probably just the standard like mince pie you get at like football stadiums.
Oh yeah.
I'm sure you say the Airdrie's get the best one, so Airdrie, just go with
they
that.
They did change their what do you call it?
Recipe?
Not their recipe, their provider.
Oh, wow. Right.
Yeah. Controversial. It's no longer Christie's.
It can be quite hard to choose between like steak or mince in the football stadium.
Oh, yeah. Once, you need to be in the mood for a steak.
I think you decide one in the queue and then you get to order and you see the other one.
Both.
You're like, oh, I regret that.
Both. I'll just go get another one. Good choice. What about you guys?
Yeah, since I'm a Japan freak or whatever you want to call it, The Last Samurai has to be the one. Yeah,
nice.
It makes me cry every time. It doesn't matter how many times I watch it. I know exactly what's gonna happen. Especially the end when the last samurai finally dies on the field.
The music.
The music as well. The Hans Zimmer music. It's also amazing.
Is that Tom Cruise?
Yeah. Billy Connolly as well.
Billy Connolly.
He's in it at the start. He's like training. Tom Cruise or something like that.
But he's training Tom Cruise.
He's
training.
As a samurai. I know. He's got that famous line, no offence, sort of, shove up your arse, and dies on the field.
I need to watch that again. I've probably only seen that once. Yeah, I don't remember. That's amazing. That's a choice.
And yeah, the pie thing is new to me since I'm German. So pies for us are like cakes, basically.
Nice.
But I found my favourite pie, which is mac and cheese pie.
Oh,
I love a mac and cheese, and that inside a pie. Carbon carb.
Very Scottish.
I love it.
Yeah. Is it
actually?
Yeah. No, like just
fully integrated.
Making a pie out of macaroni and cheese. Oh, right, it's the most Scottish thing I've ever
done. Cool. Hell. What do we think of these things?
Honestly. Can I get my British passport now?
Yeah. That's what you're applying. Nice. So I'm obsessed with macaroni and cheese pie.
Oh, never.
That's me. Yeah, officially in.
What's yours then?
My favourite pie.
Mm-hmm.
There's a pub in Cumbernauld called the Smiddy Inn.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. And I used to go there before work when I was working in Aldi nearly every day. And yeah, they knew my order. The manager would be like, pie.
Pie. Steak pie?
Steak pie.
Steak pie.
Steak pie.
Mash. Everything
was
with
it. Was it mash? No, it was chips that came out.
Chips and chips. Pie.
I like mash. I love mash. That was the only thing I'd change. Give us a mash.
Give us a mash and chips.
Aye. Oh,
double potato.
The gravy was lovely. You pour it on. Mm. So you get to choose how much gravy you want.
Nice.
A whole lot. You know?
Everything. Yeah, even if it was gravy
and the crust
in the pie.
Was great because I love it separated as well.
Do
I like,
you?
Aye, because like that, again,
that's
the choice.
That's not a pie.
That's a pie. It's fell apart by me.
No. Yeah, fair enough. I do like a wee pub steak pie. Like, you do have to find me gems.
It's the best.
I've been at Smiddy in a long time. What about your movie then?
I forgot the name of the one I seen on the plane coming home from Japan. But it was one of the ones you put on in the background.
Uh-huh.
But it turned out to be amazing.
Oh, it was like, what happened to
it? It was a Chinese movie. But it was kind of like a documentary. And it was like pure real. It felt like it probably was a documentary. And it was like about these families in this wee village just navigating life and, like, you know, them working hard and trying to get their kids to school and all that. And I just thought, this is so nice. Just like, we take it for granted, school and all that, but they're like really working to get their kids to school and all that. And I was like,
that's... Where did you find the name of that?
I wrote it down on my phone. my favourite all-time film was The Prestige, maybe.
Ooh!
Yeah.
And a Christopher Nolan people forget about.
Aye, I know.
The Prestige is a great film. You've seen The Prestige?
No.
No.
Oh, so
watch it.
Good.
It's about two magicians, Hugh Jackman and Christian Bale.
Oh,
yeah. So good.
It is
I've seen that in, when I was a wee guy in Spain, at outdoor cinema.
Oh,
aye. I know, it was like a big complex and all that.
Nice.
And like, I seen like it sort of advertised, they used to advertise it, like what films will be shown at night. And I saw The Prestige I was getting shown. I was like, oh, I've never seen that and I'm dying to see that. And I went, and then everybody was pure loud and all that whilst I'm watching this film in the zone. And I think a wee guy must have noticed because they put subtitles on for me. Like English subtitles.
How
and I was
sweet.
Like, yes, you know. So it's a good wee memory for it as well.
I love a film with a memory.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Prestige is really, really good. Fabulous choices, guys. Fabulous choices. So looking ahead then, guys, finishing up. Where do you see yourselves going next? You've already talked about freelance, you're doing your master's. So I guess then another question is, where do you see yourself in like a year's time? Where do you hope to see yourself going?
I can maybe start with that. So the master's, obviously it's improving my UX and stuff, but there's no guarantee at the end of it, the way things are going now.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try and promote my design work like separately on social media a wee bit like you do, and maybe like have me in it more and maybe break stuff down, like how apps work and stuff.
Nice. Well, you already have quite a good social media. We've actually just learned about this before we started recording this, actually, Josh, because Vince told me about it. And I followed you.
What they say, obscure.
Yeah, please talk. I can talk about this.
It's not really like design, but it's what I was doing.
It's creative.
Before starting this course. So it's like analog photography.
That's
like areas, the cities that people maybe don't really go to, or like subcultures they don't really know about. it's kind of like what Vice was, I would say.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's on quite a... I've actually built up like a decent following it. But
yeah,
it's just kind of stagnated a wee bit because I've not really been focusing on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just thinking about how do I get it up to another level.
Mm-hmm.
It would probably be having me in it more, I would say, and a bit more storytelling.
Yes.
So like just in the break there, I went to France and it was like the night of the Champions League final.
Mm-hmm.
So I made a wee video of me just actually talking about what was going on.
Brilliant.
Rather than just posting photos.
Brilliant.
But if people want to follow City Obscurity on Instagram, I would like to build that up.
Oh, you
but
should, because it's so interesting.
Definitely.
Like, he made a zine as well.
Yeah,
and
that's
he sold it for, and the profits went to a...
I've also got some of them still sitting, but I made a decent amount of money and sent it to the Middle East because of the conflict that's going on.
Amazing.
So I didn't really want to profit for it.
Yeah, honestly, you gave me one and I was like, this is so cool. Like, it was so interesting.
Basically, the analog thing, I only started that in COVID, like, as like a new hobby that everybody had. And I wanted to, like, once you could travel again, I was like, I'm going to start, like, showing maybe places I already know a wee bit about and condensed into that wee book. So it's quite good to read through it.
It's really cool. Yeah. It's very interesting. I was so shocked because I was like, this is so like random, but like brilliant. So you're saying you're wanting to just show your face more on social media, build your presence.
The design account I've got
is
not got as much engagement as that, but I've not put as much effort into that. But maybe if I do, it might grow more.
Yeah, something to
do next year. So I've got a couple of wee plans about like maybe showing how apps work in terms of like psychology behind like apps like Strava or Duolingo, because that's what my dissertation was about.
So
That's where I want to go, maybe, is grow my social media.
What about you guys?
I'll be the same with the content. The creator that I'm working with at the moment, he's also really on it with like his personal content.
Mm.
And he's recently started to show himself and to do voiceovers and everything. And I'm so not confident when it comes to this. So I'm confident to show my work, no bother at all, but like talking into a camera or whatever, it's really not my thing for now. But I'm going to push myself. That is one thing in this upcoming year. I want to be a confident freelancer that has like multiple social media platforms that are engaging with a following. And hopefully I do some work that is meaningful, that does change in our society. That's really what I would want to do, like meaningful work, not just a logo for a new whatever, for a new product or whatever. I mean, everything design is exciting, but I feel like if you do some design for change work, it's just more
fulfillment.
How do you say that?
Fulfillment.
Yeah, fulfilling. Yeah, exactly.
Fulfillment.
That's the word.
You.
Fulfillment. Yeah, so.
Amazing.
Definitely see myself as a freelancer now in the future.
Fabulous.
Nice. I want to continue filming. I want kind of leave video production, so like expand. Like I was talking about doing wedding filming.
Yeah.
So I've reached out to a few people.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of starting to get a wee bit of momentum with that as well. Good. So just seeing what, playing the field,
seeing
what's out there. Yeah, plant the seeds. And then hopefully by this time next year, I've got some nice kind of clients there, nice retainers, and it's like, we're moving, you know, so.
Fab. Good plans, guys. Any travel plans?
Spain.
Japan?
I'm maxed out now. I've done too much. You probably know I.
Courage.
The last trip I did was just going down France, but I think I've maxed out. I just want to focus on design. As much now.
Fabulous.
Me too.
Good plans, guys. Good plans. So last question before we go.
Ooh.
What advice would you have for your fresher self starting the course, starting your design student journey? What advice would you have? If you could look a little Vince, wee Yasmin, Josh.
Run.
Like a little coming down from the clouds.
Is this like if we were starting the course now instead of this time 2 years ago?
Like, yeah, if you were to look back, if you were to say, it's like advice for people who are going to be starting their journey.
I went in with like, an attitude that, like, if something like makes you uncomfortable or nervous, then that's your sign to do it.
So good.
Like when they were like, even like, who wants to be the class rep? Like I wouldn't care about that when I was younger, but I was like, I'll do that. Or like giving a presentation, like just always say yes to it. Or like, do you want to talk at this night?
Yeah,
we'll do it. Because like, that'll like show your growth when you start taking on like the classic getting out of the comfort zone kind of stuff. It's like, if you don't do that, you probably won't grow as much.
Very good advice. True. Very good advice. What about you guys?
I think just lean into your interests. Don't just go with what's expected. Like really, like follow what you really want to do. You know, like just do your own thing, you know, and you'll figure it out along the way. You won't, and that's another thing, you won't have it all figured out, and you'll probably never, like, you'll always be figuring out things, but just go with what feels right.
Yeah.
And then you'll see, you know. I think that's my advice.
It's good advice.
Yeah.
Yeah, Asma.
For me, definitely what I said earlier, connect with people that are around you, your classmates as well as your lecturers, because they understand you probably the best. Ask for help. Don't feel shy to ask for help. It can be like, how do you say, like, you know, it might not be as comfortable to show somebody your work, but just do it anyways.
Go more nights out as well.
We did a lot of that, to be fair.
I think if I would have stayed in Glasgow, I would have done it more. But I really appreciated the night when the guys came over for the Fringe to Edinburgh.
Nice.
So some of the guys came and then we met up there. And
did we see any show? Oh, we did.
We did.
Oh, we seen that show.
What show? Is it Shrek-lesque?
No.
That Shrek-burlesque thing?
There was a funny show we went to see. We were the only members of the audience. And then there was stuff going on.
What do you mean there was stuff going on?
It might be a bit too naughty, but we can cut that out.
Yeah,
so basically,
it's not for camera.
I came in. So I that day, the first time, I didn't feel like going out. But then, Vince, I still have that message. Moon, come for a drink. And I was like, okay, well. So I went out. 5 minutes in, I didn't even have a drink. Oh, that's the nude drawing class going on in 2 minutes.
Oh.
And everyone was like, yes, let's go.
I think
five or six people from us, and then there were maybe three other people in the back.
But they were family. They were family in the back.
From the guys, yeah.
Naked person had his family there.
Maybe friends.
Yeah, like a community maybe. Yeah. Like, you know,
so,
from...
They gave you a bit of paper.
Yeah,
tea.
So that was a fun experience.
That was a good start.
And you can get an award. Did you not?
So they give you a bit of paper and you need to draw this guy in the scud. I just wanted to put that wee phrase in there. But then at the end they... got them back and picked the best, and it was me and Yasmin won it.
Because you're so generous.
I took it a bit too serious.
The details are carried.
Like portrait artist of the year, but like
it's like Titanic.
Do you know, like, when you're French girls?
That's brilliant. Yeah, I mean, it was a beautiful man, but it was just a bit. For 5 minutes in, it was a bit too much.
He gave us like good eye contact.
Yeah,
he was looking for a soul.
Yeah, he was very confident in himself.
He was.
For him.
Yeah.
Life drawing is an interesting experience. I think you just need to go for it and just.
That was my first time doing.
Was it? But he's drunk.
I was a bit off guard. I
didn't have my drink yet.
I was
sitting there
you
sober.
Sober as well. So.
That was so funny.
The drawing was quite accurate.
Well, thank you, Shuna. Sorry, that is definitely staying in. Before we do finish off, is there anything else that I haven't asked you that you would like to say? This is your opportunity to say anything that you haven't said yet. But if you've said everything, then that's perfect.
I'm quite happy with it.
I am.
Thanks.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. Thanks
mindful.
For having us on.
We're the
mindful.
OG video podcast.
You are the,
The first one.
The first one. Yeah. First video. Thank you so, so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Very much.
Thank you.
And good luck with everything.
Cheers. Thank you very
much.
Cheers.
Thank you so much for listening and watching part one of the graduate special. Thank you so much to Yasmin, Josh and Vince for chatting with me. Part two is coming up next. Please give it a listen. You can listen to it on Spotify and wherever you get your podcasts. As always, thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day and I'll chat with you soon.